们感谢主赐给我们这样一首美妙的诗歌，叫我们能够实在是能够来思想他向着我们的爱是何等的大，而我们的向他的赞美是何等的少。那感谢主，因他爱我们的大爱，早晨我们还能够聚集在他面前来听他的话语。早晨我交通的负担就是关于赞美。
This morning my burden is to fellowship on this topic, praise.
我们特别感谢主，今天早晨在秉贝的面前，主实在是让我们有机会能够和众圣徒一同向他发出赞美。
We particularly are thankful to God that during the table meeting with the multitude of the saints, we can offer up our praises and adoration to Him.
当然，我们并不是一周一次来赞美神。
Of course, we're not only praising our God once a week.
我们乃是要天天的赞美我们的神。
Every day we ought to praise our God.
因为他的爱是这么的大。
Because of His vastness of His love.
因此诗篇119篇更告诉我们一天七次赞美神。
Furthermore, Psalm 119 tells us that we ought to praise Him seven times a day.
因为我们的神实在是配得我们的敬拜和赞美。
Because our God is truly worthy of our worship and our praises.
我们基督徒蒙恩就是为了要赞美神。
We Christians are saved by grace so that we can praise God.
我们从圣经的旧约到新约，我们看见许许多多属神的人，他们在那里来赞美神。
We can see from the Old Testament to the New Testament, there are many, many people who are there to praise God.
特别到了启示录的末了，我们看见那属神的人在那里一同的赞美神，直到永永远远。
Particularly at the end of the book of Revelation, we see that people who belong to God gather there to worship Him forever and ever.
就盼望我们中间每一个蒙恩的属神儿女，我们要记得这件事情。
So I pray that all the children who have been saved by grace will remember this fact.
我们将来进到永世里，我们要赞美神直到永远。
As we enter into eternity, we will also pray God until eternity.
我们能够想象，如果到那一天我们不懂得赞美神，将会是何等的尴尬，何等的羞愧。
Can you imagine how awkward and shameful you would feel when we get to that day and we don't know how to praise God?
所以当早晨我们因着主的爱激励我们在这里一同聚集的时候，
So this morning as the love of God constrain us to gather here,
我们是因着我们觉得我们是一个基督徒，所以我们当尽我们的义务呢，还是我们在这里是因着主的大爱激励我们，我们一同来敬拜赞美他。
Are we just fulfilling our duty to praise Him because we are Christians? Or are we truly being constrained by His love so that we, out of His love, worship and praise Him?
因为每一次我们有机会与众圣徒一同聚集的时候，我们都能够从我们的心灵和诚实里来敬拜赞美我们的神。
May it be true that every time as we gather, we can truly worship Him in truth and in spirit.
因为我们蒙恩得救就是为了赞美我们的神。
Because we have been saved by grace so that we can worship our God.
因为他实在配得我们的赞美。
Because He is worthy of our praises.
赞美神也是我们基督徒属灵生命保持新鲜活泼的一个秘诀。
To praise God is also the secret by which we keep the freshness and this liveliness of our spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹，在你蒙恩得救之后，你曾经是否感觉到属灵生命枯干低落呢？
After you have been saved by grace, do you feel sometimes in your spiritual life that it is a little dry and it is a little down?
你虽然知道你需要祷告，
Even though you know you ought to pray,
但是当你灵里下沉低落的时候，你觉得你的祷告很枯干。
But when you are low in your spirit, you feel like your prayer life is very dry.
你就是勉强向神要祷告的时候，你觉得好像祷告几句话就没有话可以向神说了。
Even when you force yourself to praise to God, you utter a few words and then you feel like there's nothing else to say to Him.
有些时候你也觉得好像神离你很远。
Sometimes you also feel that God is far away from you.
你不觉得 他常与你同在。
You don't feel that he's constantly abiding in you.
有些时候你也觉得你的信心很软弱。
Sometimes you also feel that your faith is small.
特别是你在处在一个难处的里头。
Especially when you fall into difficulties.
甚至有些时候你觉得生活很平顺。
Furthermore, sometimes you feel like your life is smooth.
你每天也有读经，也有祷告。
Every day you pray, you read the Bible.
你在聚会中也有参与服事。
You also participate in service in the assembly.
并且你也觉得过去这一个礼拜也都没有犯罪。
You also feel like you haven't sinned the past week.
可你感觉到你里面好像缺少一个新鲜活泼的那个生命的感觉。
However, in yourself, inside, you feel like you lack this freshness and this liveliness.
你在那里挣扎，在那里努力。
So you struggle and you strive.
但你一点也没有改变。
However, not little bit changed.
弟兄姐妹，这时候怎么办呢？
At this time, what do you do?
我们要向神发出赞美。
We ought to offer up our praises to God.
因为当我们向神发出赞美的时候，
Because as we offer up our praises to God,
我们看见圣灵就将那赞美神的话充满在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit will fill us with words of praises in our heart to Him.
而我们舌头赞美神的话也就泉涌而出。
And outpour these words on our tongue, praises to God.
渐渐我们灵里面也高昂起来。
And then also, our spirit is being lifted up.
我们也能够享受神丰满的同在。
We can also enjoy the abundant presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，这都是因着我们向神所发出的赞美。
Francis, this is all because we offer up our praises toward God.
很感谢神在今天早晨波饼的敬拜赞美中，神已经借着弟兄姐妹的祷告告诉我们。
I thank God that during the table meeting, through the prayers and supplications of the brothers and sisters, God has already told us.
我们无论是在困境，无论是在顺境，我们都能够向神发出赞美。
Whether our conditions are smooth or not smooth, we ought to offer up praises to our God.
无论我们的光景是软弱，或是我们光景是刚强，我们都能够向神发出赞美。
Whether our condition is weak or whether our condition is strong, we ought to offer up praises to God.
我们赞美神是因为神是配。
We offer up praises to God because He is worthy.
因此，我们看见赞美是基督徒胜过软弱、胜过环境的那个秘诀。
So we know that praising God is the secret by which we can overcome weakness and circumstances.
因为赞美神和我们这个人的光景和我们所处的环境并没有关系。
Because praising God has nothing to do with the condition that we're in or the person we are.
因此当我们来赞美神的时候，我们看见我们属灵生命就能够保守在一个新鲜活泼的一个光景里。
So as we offer our praises to God, our spiritual life can be maintained in the freshness and the liveliness.
因为神他是永永远远配得我们赞美。
Because God is worthy of our praises forever and ever.
早晨我们要从以弗所书第一章的一段经文，我们来学习赞美这件事。
So this morning we'll read from Ephesians to learn the lesson of praises.
请我们一同打开圣经，翻到新约以弗所书。
Let's open our Bible together to the book of Ephesians.
我们要读以弗所书第一章第一节到第十四节。
We will read chapter 1, verse 1 to 14.
我先用中文读，我们请姐妹用英文读。
I will read in Chinese and then we'll read in English.
以弗所书第一章第一节，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他的荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免， 乃是照他丰富的恩典，这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth. In him also we have obtained inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory.
那我们一起低头有点祷告。
Please bow your heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的大爱。
Lord, we thank you for your great love.
主，我们感谢你，既然爱我们，你就爱我们到底。
We thank you that you loved us and you love us to the uttermost.
求早晨你再借着你的大爱，主，你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
We ask that through your great love, you grant us this spirit of wisdom and of revelation to us.
叫我们能够真知道你，并你为我们所成就的大事。
So that we can know the true knowledge of you and the great things you have done for us.
好叫我们的心能够一直的敬拜赞美你。
So that our hearts can continue on with this worship and praises to you.
我们仰望你的恩典。
We look to your grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们刚刚所读以弗所书第一章这段经文，特别从第三节到第十四节，它在原文里面是一句话。
Earlier in this passage we read in Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 3 to verse 14, in the original language, it is one sentence.
所以我想这句话呢，应该是在圣经中最长的一句话。
So this is probably the longest sentence in the Bible.
当使徒保罗写以弗所书的时候，他是被关在罗马的监狱里。
When the Apostle Paul wrote the Ephesians, he was jailed in the Roman prison.
如果我们还记得《使徒行传》最末了的时候，我们看见保罗到了罗马，他是被以囚犯的名义被押到罗马去。
As we read to the end of the book of Acts, we know that Paul was sent to Rome as a prisoner.
他在那里要等候罗马皇帝的一个审判。
He was waiting for the judgment of the Roman emperor.
当然他不知道他将来的命运会是如何。
Of course, he didn't know what his destiny in the future would be.
保罗乃是住在自己，他是被监禁在自己所租的房子里。
Paul was imprisoned in his rental quarters.
今天的话好像是就是可以说是软禁。
So he is under house arrest.
他全天候呢有罗马的士兵呢全天候来看守着他。
All day long there were Roman soldiers guarding him.
然而在那个时候保罗他知道这是神的旨意。
However, at that time, Paul knew this was the will of God.
虽然他不能像从前那样自由的在小亚细亚那一带来宣讲神国的福音。
Even though he was not at liberty to go throughout Asia Minor to preach the gospel of God.
他不能够在各处来建立神的教会。
He could not go anywhere to establish the church of God.
然而他知道他今天在罗马监狱里面是有神的旨意。
However, he knew that even though he was imprisoned in Rome, that was the will of God for him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你我是不是也感觉到好像被监禁在一个艰难的环境当中？
Brothers and sisters, do you also feel confined in affliction?
可能是我们多年向主祷告，求主能够为我们预备一个合适的配偶。
Maybe you've prayed for many years for God to prepare a suitable spouse for you.
可是主一直没有能够显明在让我们知道应该是谁。
However, God did not reveal to us who the spouse is.
也有可能是我们的配偶多年以来你为他的救恩祷告，然而他却一直的还没有蒙恩信主。
Or maybe it is your spouse. He has not been saved, but you've prayed many years, but he's still not saved.
也可能是你的孩子
maybe,
他离开了主 maybe, 离开了神的教会。
Maybe it is your child that has departed from the assembly and from God.
经过了许多年到如今还没有回到主的面前回到神的家里。
And many years have passed and he has not come back to the household of God.
有可能是你们夫妻关系有难处经过多年的祷告发现对方一直没有改变。
Or maybe you have marital difficulties and you've prayed for a long time but no change has happened.
你心里面实在是不能够明白。
Your heart cannot understand.
你心里面问主为什么。
In your heart you ask the Lord, why?
然而保罗当他被关在罗马监狱里的时候他没有问神为什么。
However, when Paul was imprisoned in the prison in Rome, he did not ask God why.
保罗在他被监禁的时候他因着这样一个艰难的环境他从神得到了关于教会的启示。
In Paul's imprisonment and in his affliction, he received the revelation from God regarding the church.
他能够在一个监禁的环境当中，他在那里向神发出赞美。
Even in his confinement, he offered up praises to God.
他写了这样一封荣耀的书信给以弗所的教会。
He wrote this glorious epistle to the church in Ephesus.
我们看见当他在那里和以弗所的圣徒来交通关于教会最高启示的时候我们看见那赞美神的话从他心里面 涌流出来。
As he was fellowshipping with the church in Ephesus regarding the highest revelation regarding the church, from his heart poured out these words of praises toward God.
他里面一句接一句一段接一段
word after word, paragraph after paragraph flow out from him.
他好像一口气没有换气的把这样一首赞美神的诗篇啊写下来了。
It is as if in one breath he wrote down this glorifying, praising hymn to him.
这段圣经给我们看见神荣耀福音的内容。
This passage showed us the glorious gospel.
这段圣经也告诉我们那赞美三一神的那个极荣耀的赞美。
This is also a glorious praise of the triune God.
那这一段的圣经呢，我们可以来像是分析一首诗歌一样，把它分成三段。
It's like we can analyze a hymn based on this passage. It's separated into three paragraphs.
那每一段呢，都有同样的副歌。
And every paragraph has the same refrain.
而这个副歌就是讲到使他的荣耀得着称赞。
And the refrain is to the praise of his glory.
所以我们来看一下这一段圣经的分段。
Let's look at these different paragraphs.
第一段是从第三节到第六节。
The first paragraph is from verse 3 to verse 6.
这一段呢是因着父神呢将荣耀归给他。
This paragraph is God the Father, and we give him glory.
对，将赞美来献给他。
We offer praises to him.
然后第七节到第十二节呢，是第二段。
The second paragraph is from verse 7 to verse 12.
这里我们看见，因着子神，我们使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Here we see that we offer a praise to his glory because of the Son.
然后最后13和14节是第三段。
Finally, verses 13 and 14 constitute the third paragraph.
因着灵神，也是因着圣灵呢，使神的荣耀得着称赞。
Because of God the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, we give him praises to his glory.
好，现在我们要一段一段的来看。
So let's look at this paragraph by paragraph.
第一段我们看见父神的拣选和预定。
First, in the first paragraph, we see the choosing and the predestination of God the Father.
这边保罗告诉我们，这父神呢，在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Here we see in verse 3, Paul said, the Father has given us, blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies.
弟兄们，我们没有人是先拣选神，而是神他先拣选了我们。
Brothers and sisters, no one of us chooses God first, but he chooses us.
我们看见神乃是在基督里面把各天上各样属灵的福气来赐给我们。
We see that God has given us every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ.
我就想啊，我们这些蒙恩的人，我们还没有蒙恩之前，我们开始来听福音的时候。
I think about we who have been saved by grace, but before we received this grace, when we were listening to the gospel,
我想我们基本上呢，要么就是因着地上的难处，或是为要得着地上的祝福。
So our ulterior motives is probably either we're in difficulties or we want to get some blessings from on this earth.
因为我们这个人呢，我们天然人所关心的就是地上的事。
Because natural men are concerned about natural things on this earth.
然后我们看见父神，他却是在基督里为我们预备天上各样属灵的福气。
However, God the Father has prepared for us every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies.
我们实在是没有办法想象，这各天上各样属灵的福气到底是何等的丰富。
We truly cannot imagine the abundance of these spiritual blessings in the heavenlies.
这里圣经他给我们举了两个例子。
The Bible listed two examples here.
第一就讲到神在创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我。
First in verse 4, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们作为一个人无法想象的。
As a human being, this is something we cannot imagine.
就在神还没有创造时间。
So before God even created time,
神还没有创造宇宙万物之前，
before God even created all the universe and all the living beings,
当然也就是在你我还没有出生之前，
so therefore also before you and I were born,
神就已经在基督里拣选了我们。
God has already chosen us in Christ.
姐妹，你能够想象吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine this?
我必须承认，我用我们这个脑袋啊，很难想明白这件事。
I have to admit, for me, with my mind, it's hard to understand this.
然而神却告诉我们，这是他所喜悦的旨意。
However, God tells us that this is the kindness of his intention.
在我们人看来，这是不可能的。
From the human perspective, this is impossible.
我都还没出生，神怎么拣选我呢？
I have not been born. How could God choose me?
然而在神岂有难成的事。
However, there's nothing impossible with God.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道我们是蒙神拣选的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to know that we've been chosen by God.
那神为什么拣选你，为什么拣选我呢？
So why does God choose you and choose me?
如果我们回想我们蒙恩得救以前的光景，
If we think about the condition prior to the time when we've been saved by grace,
如果我们想一想，就是在我们蒙恩得救之后的属灵情形。
And we think about the conditions after we've been saved by grace.
有多少的软弱，多少的失败。
We've had much weaknesses. We have many failures.
我们也常常疑惑。
A lot of times we get confused.
我们想，神选我是不是选错了？
We think that God has chosen me, but did he make a mistake?
我们实在无法想象神为什么拣选像你像我这样的人。
We truly cannot understand why God would choose you and choose me.
对，感谢神，他是在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
However, we thank God that he chose us before the foundation of the world.
因此我们知道不是因为我们好，也不是因为我们做了什么神拣选我们。
Therefore, we know it is not because we're any good or anything that we've done that he has chosen us.
完全是神在他的爱里面拣选了我们。
It is all because in his love that he has chosen us.
虽然我们不配。
Even though we're not worthy.
然而神还要使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
However, God still wants us to be holy and blameless before him.
弟兄姐妹，我们岂不应当赞美他吗？
Should we not praise him?
或许有人有一个疑问。
Maybe someone has this question.
如果我们是蒙神所拣选的。
If we have been chosen by God.
那是不是有一些人呢，他们不是神所拣选的呢？
So are there some other people who have not been chosen by God?
因为我们蒙恩得救了，但是有些人呢，却没有蒙恩得救。
Because we have been saved by grace, but there are other people who have not been saved by grace.
是不是因为神没有拣选那些人呢？
Is it because God has not chosen these other people?
这个问题答案很简单，没有。
The answer to this question is very simple. No.
没有人是不蒙神拣选的。
There is not one single person who has not been chosen by God.
因为神并没有单单拣选一些人而不拣选其他的人。
Because God did not merely just choose some people but not others.
在约翰一书第二章里面告诉我们。
In 1 John 2 it says,
他说若有人犯罪，在父那里有一位中保，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And he himself is the propitiation for our sins.
不单是为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
And not only for ours only, but also for those of the whole world.
所以我们看见父神乃是为着普天下人的罪设立的，预备了这位中保。
So we see that God the Father established the advocate for the whole world.
提摩太前书二章那边也告诉我们。
First Timothy 2 also tells us.
他说在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。他说在我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
This is acceptable to God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以我们看见救主耶稣，他是愿意万人都能够得救，能够明白真道。
Therefore, we see that the God our Savior wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
在约翰福音十六章那边也告诉我们。
John 16 also tells us.
他说他既来了，他就是指的圣灵。就要叫世人为自己的为叫世人为为罪为义为审判自己责备自己。
And he, this means that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
就圣灵来工作的一个的对象呢，那就要叫世上所有的人能够蒙光照，看见自己的罪，而在神面前悔改信主。
The object of the Holy Spirit's work in this world is to be enlightened by the Spirit, to be convicted.
所以这三处经文给我们看见，三一神他乃是他的拣选和拯救是为着世上每一个人。
Therefore, from these three passages in the Bible, we can see that the choosing and the salvation of God is for every single person in this world.
那或许我们又有一个新的问题。那既是这样，那为什么有一些人？没有蒙恩得救呢。
Now we have a new question. Why is it that some people cannot be saved by grace?
如果每一个人都是蒙神所拣选的，为什么有人他到终却没有得救？
If everyone has been chosen by God, but why is it that someone eventually will not be saved?
弟兄姐妹，我们蒙拣选，我们被神拯救，这完全是神白白的恩典。
It is God's free grace that we have been chosen and that we've been saved.
然而我们每一个人却要使用我们神给我们的那个自由意志来做一个拣选。
However, we have to make a decision with our free will.
就是借着我们的拣选，我们来接受神这样一个白白的救恩。
So, we have to receive of this free grace for his salvation.
所以什么样的人他得不着神的救恩呢？
So what kind of person would not, cannot receive the salvation of God?
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
就是他不愿意接受神所赐白白的恩典。
The only reason is that he is not willing to receive this free grace from God.
恩典不仅告诉我们人不需要做什么。
Grace is not just to tell us that we don't need to do anything.
因为这救恩的一切是神所为人预备的。
Because everything pertaining to salvation is prepared by God for men.
恩典同时也告诉我们人不能做什么。
Grace furthermore tells us that men cannot do anything.
人要接受神的恩典必须承认人不能做什么。
To receive the grace from God, we have to admit we cannot do anything.
在救恩的预备上面我们一点都不能参与。
In the preparation for salvation, there's nothing we can participate.
因为是神差遣他独生爱子在十字架上为我们成就这样一个宝贵的救恩。
Because it is accomplished by having God sending his son to die on the cross to accomplish his precious salvation.
然而许多人他不愿意接受神预备的这白白的救恩是因为人里面的一个骄傲。
However, because of the pride within, some people are not willing to receive this free grace.
因为人总觉得我们能够做些什么。
Because men always feel that we can do something.
好叫我们配得神的恩典。
So that we become worthy of the grace of God.
我想弟兄姐妹啊，应该有这样的经验，当我们向福音朋友传福音的时候。
You may have this similar experience when you preach the gospel to the gospel friends.
我们看见圣灵也借着福音的大能在朋友们心中做感动的工作。
We can also see the great power of the Holy Spirit doing work in the hearts of the gospel friend.
而这福音朋友们呢，他们实在是受了这个圣灵的感动呢，他们觉得自己不配这个恩典。
And the gospel friends are also stirred up by the Holy Spirit. They know that they're not worthy of this grace of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们不配神的恩典的感觉是对的。
It is true. It is the correct feeling to feel that we're not worthy of the grace of God.
然而有的朋友们，他们当有这样感觉之后呢，他们的反应却让我们感到失望。
However, some gospel friends, once they have this feeling, their reaction is disappointing to us.
他说，我现在还不配。
So, the gospel friend says, right now I'm not worthy.
等我好好把圣经读一读以后。
After I read the Bible through and read it well,
等我把我的脾气改好了一点以后
And once I've improved my temper
那我再来信耶稣
Then I will believe in Jesus
弟兄姐妹这是一个错误的心思
Brothers and sisters, this is a wrong attitude
不仅在蒙恩之前我们要认识我们不配神的恩典
Not only do we have to know that we're not worthy of God's grace before we've been saved by grace
弟兄姐妹就是在我们蒙恩得救之后
Even after we've been saved by grace,
我们永远要记得我们是不配神的恩典。
Forever we have to remember that we're not worthy of His grace.
不是因为我们做了什么。
It's not because we've done anything.
不是因为我们变好了。
It's not that because we've become good.
我们才配得神的恩典。
Therefore we're worthy of His grace.
弟兄姐妹，主的救恩是神白白的恩典。
The salvation of the Lord is a free grace from God.
是要赐给一切愿意相信的人。
Is given to everyone who believes.
所以当什么时候我们认识到自己不配
Anytime when we realize that we are not worthy.
我们也承认我们自己不行
And we also admit that we are not capable.
我们谦卑在神面前来领受这个恩典
And we humble ourselves in the presence of God and we receive of this grace.
神的恩典就临到了我
Then the grace of God will descend upon us.
因为雅各书告诉我们神阻挡骄傲的人赐恩给谦卑的人
Because James teaches that God is opposed to the proud but gives grace to the humble
弟兄姐妹所有得不着神救恩的人只有一个原因
Brothers and sisters there's only one reason by which people who cannot receive the grace of God
就是我们里面的骄傲
which is the pride inside us
就是我们觉得我们还能够做些什么来救我们来改变我们
Because we feel like there's something that we can do to save ourselves, to change ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，我们是先领受了神的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we first receive of His grace.
然后神才来 在我们身上来做那改变的工作。
Then God does his transformation work within us.
这完全是恩典。
This is all grace.
是父神起义。
This is determined by God the Father.
我们看见是父神在创立世界以前，他起的这个心意。
We see that God the Father has made this determination before the foundation of the world.
子神耶稣到了时候来成就这个救恩。
And God the Son at the right time accomplished this salvation.
而灵神乃是在时间里面把这个救恩实现在我们这些蒙恩信主的人身上。
And God the Spirit realized this fact in the people who have been saved by grace.
为此我们感谢我们的神。
For this, we thank our God.
他在创立世界以前就拣选了我们。
Before the foundation of the world, he has chosen us.
神不仅在他的爱里面拣选了我们。
Not only did God choose us in his love.
他还预定我们得儿子的名分。
He has also predestined us to adoption as sons.
这是在第五节告诉我们的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
This is found in verse 5. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself.
那什么是儿子的名分呢？
What is adoption as sons?
有许多翻译的版本呢，它翻译用的字呢，讲到这个，我们中文要可能要用领养。
So a lot of the translation versions, they use the word adoption.
所以前些日子啊，我听到有一个出信的姐妹，他就问问题。
So earlier I heard a question from a sister who has just believed.
他就说，因为他读圣，他也读英文，他说这个圣经告诉我们，我们是神被神领养的。
So she said that the Bible says that we have been adopted in the Bible.
所以他感觉到觉得说好像差一点。
So in her sense is that there's something lacking.
对，是不是弟兄姐妹，你们有这种感觉？
Do you have similar sense?
如果有一天你发现啊，原来你不是你父母所亲生的，你是被他们领养的，你感觉觉得有点失落。
One day, if you realize your parents are not your birth parents, and so you have been adopted, you would be a little down.
对，你们这是因为我们人类社会啊，对于这个领养的这个概念呢啊，而造成了一些偏差和混淆。
This is deviation and confusion caused by conception of this adoption in our society.
其实英文这个 adoption 哦，中文我们暂时称它是领养。这个原文字里面呢，它其实很简单的意义就是把一个人啊摆在一个儿子的地位上。
In the original language, this word means you put someone in the position of a son.
而圣经也给我们看见，当提到这儿子名分的时候呢，它都与承受产业是有关联的。
Also, the Bible shows us that anytime we talk about adoption as sons, it has a connection with the inheritance.
所以换句话说，今天父神把我们摆在一个得儿子，这父神他定义我们、预定我们得儿子的名分呢，意思就是说，他不仅把我们摆在一个做儿子的地位上，并且他预定我们承受产业。
So this phrase, he predestined us to adoption as sons, means that not only did he put us in a position as sons, he also determined that we need to receive of all his inheritance.
英文里面有个说法，就是讲到他是 both, 包括那个 position and possession, 就是呢，他不仅有地位，并且呢，他有一个特权来得着产业。
So this phrase includes the position and the possession as a son.
圣经告诉我们，这是神喜悦的旨意。
The Bible tells us that this is the kind intention of his will.
然后我们看见从得着儿子的地位到承受这实际承受这个儿子所当承受的产业呢，这是一段的过程。
However, we know that there's a process from the time you get into the position of sons to the point where you are receiving of the inheritance.
就好像一位亿万富翁啊，他生了一个儿子，这儿子一生下来呢，他就在那个儿子的地位上。
So just like this multi-billionaire, he has a son. The minute the son is born, he is in the position of this multi-billionaire.
可这位父亲呢，不会在这个儿子五岁的时候就把亿万的家产怎么样交给他管理。
However, the father would not give the multi-billion family business to a five-year-old.
他会训练他，培养他，等他长大成人。
The father will train him and educate him so that the son becomes a mature man.
这也是父神为什么在 当他把我们放在儿子的地位上之后，他还要来叫我们能够长大成人，能够长成满有基督长成的身量。
This is why even after he has predestined us and into this, this position as sons, he also wants to, he also wants us to be a mature man so that we can go to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道我们是从神而生的，我们也是被神领养的。
So we know that we are born of God and we've also been adopted by God.
就这属灵的意义来说，我们是神借着圣灵所生的儿女。
So spiritually speaking, we are children born of God.
圣灵重生了我们。
So the Spirit gives us us born again.
叫我们成为神的儿女。
So that we become children of God.
这是属灵上的意义。
This is the spiritual significance.
就是法律上的意义呢，我们是被神所领养，摆在一个儿子的名分上。
Legally speaking, we have been adopted by God and we're put in a position to receive inheritance.
这儿子的名分就是讲到我们将来要承受这个神丰盛的产业。
So the reference to adoption as sons referred to the time when we will receive of the inheritance in the future.
如果我们从旧约神的百姓以色列人的历史，我们就能够看明白这件事情。
From the history of the Israelites, we can see this, this fact.
我们看见神把以色列百姓带到迦南地。
We see that God led the Israelites to the land of Canaan.
以色列人在迦南地，那是他们在那里的地位。
The Israelites, when they are in the land of Canaan, that is their position.
但是那还不是神最终的心意。
But that is not God's ultimate heart's desire.
神还要以色列人得着迦南地那丰盛的产业，成为他们的享受。
God wants them to gain the abundant inheritance in the land of Canaan so that that becomes their enjoyment.
所以我们看见神的百姓在那里就要与迦南的七族的人来征战。
Therefore, we see that the people of God has to have warfare with the seven tribes.
来得。得那地为业
so that they can receive the land as in their inheritance.
今天同样的，今天神也因着他的救恩，把我们放在摆在基督里，那是我们的地位。
Likewise, God has saved us and put us in the position of Christ. That is our position.
然后我们知道，今天我们要与我们身上这个肉体来征战。
However, we also know that we have to conduct warfare with our flesh.
好叫我们能够得着在基督里面那个丰盛的产业。
Therefore, we can receive the abundant inheritance in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天这是我们在基督里从神所得着的这样一个名分。
So we see that this is the position that we receive from Christ.
如果圣灵开启我们里面的眼睛，看见这个产业的丰盛。
If the Spirit opens our inner eyes so that we can see the abundant inheritance,
叫我们能够明白神救我们这个恩典的浩大
and that we can understand the vastness of this grace by which He has saved us.
弟兄姐妹，我们这个人就改变。
Then we as a person would be changed.
我们的生活也要有大改变。
And our daily lives would have dramatic changes.
我们必须来明白这个真理。
We have to understand this truth.
好叫我们能够叫神的旨意能够早日的实现在我们身上
so that God's will can be accomplished earlier in us
为着父神的拣选和预定在这里我们要说愿他的荣耀得着称赞
for the choosing and the predestination of God the Father we have to say that it is to the praise of his glory
第二段从第七节开始到第十二节这边讲到因着子神我们要来赞美他
The second paragraph from verses 7 to 12, we ought to praise God the Son.
在这首诗篇里面不仅说到父神如何在创世以前拣选我们。
In this hymn, not only do we see how God the Father has chosen us before the foundation of the world,
他也告诉我们子神耶稣基督他如何借着十字架救赎了我们。
Here it also talks about God the Son redeemed us through the cross.
并且叫我们能够与神那个永远的旨意有份。
So that we have a portion in the eternal purpose of God.
这是第二段所告诉我们的。
This is what the second paragraph tells us.
这里特别说到我们是因爱子的血罪过过犯得以赦免。
Here particularly talks about it is the blood of the beloved Son. Therefore, our trespasses have been forgiven in verse 7.
希伯来书告诉我们，若不流血， 罪就不能赦免。
Hebrews tells us without the shedding of blood, there will be no forgiveness of sins.
弟兄姐妹，我们的罪虽然像朱红，然而主耶稣的血却把我们洗得比雪还要白。
Even though our sins are like crimson, the blood of the Lord has washed us whiter than snow.
在旧约里面有一幅图画是记载在利未记第十六章。
There's a picture that we can find in the Old Testament, which is recorded in chapter 16 in Leviticus.
这是关于那赎罪日的图画。
This is a picture about the Day of the Atonement.
就在以色列百姓他们一年一次在神面前聚集，为了赎罪日聚集的时候。
Once a year, as the people of Israel gather before God for the Day of Atonement,
那大祭司呢，他要取两只公山羊来。
The high priest would take two male goats.
然后呢，将一只公山羊杀在那个会幕的面前。
He would kill one male goat before the tent of meetings.
然后将这公山羊的血呢，带到幔内里头，在施恩座前。
He would bring the blood of that goat within the veil before the mercy seat.
这是为着以色列诸般的污秽和罪孽。
For the various iniquities and impurities of the people of Israel.
所献上的这个血。
This is the blood offered as a result.
大祭司呢，也要用这一只被杀的公山羊的血呢，来洁净在神面前的那个坛。
The high priest would also use the blood of the goat to cleanse the altar before God.
这一切都是借着这只公山羊的血，除尽了以色列一切的罪孽。
This through the blood of the goat, it also cleansed all the iniquities of the people of Israel.
当这位大祭司在会幕面前行完了这赎罪祭的礼之后。
After the high priest finishes the atoning for the holy place and the tent of meeting,
他就要把另一只的那个活着的公山羊呢带到会幕面前。
He would also lead the other live goat before the tent of meeting.
那这位大祭司他代表以色列全以色列人，他就将两手按在这只公山羊的头上。
So the high priest representing all the Israelites, he would lay both of his hands on the head of the live goat.
在神面前承认以色列一切的罪孽和罪愆。
And he would confess over it all the iniquities and all the transgressions of the Israelites.
借着这样的一个按手联合，就把以色列所有的罪孽都归在这只公山羊的身上。
Because of the union of the laying of the hands, and all the iniquities and transgressions would be on the goat.
而这只羊呢，就担当了以色列一切的罪孽。
And this goat would bear all the iniquities of the Israelites.
然后就被人带到无人之地。
And this would be this goat would be led to a solitary land.
再也不回来。
And the goat will never return.
这就是圣经给我们看见那代罪羊的那个意义。
The Bible shows us the significance of the scapegoat.
而神借着耶稣的血赦免我们的罪，就像这代罪羊所表明的意义一样。
Through the precious blood shed by our Lord, it is the same significance as the scapegoat.
就是神再也不纪念我们的罪。
God will not remember our sins anymore.
诗篇103篇告诉我们，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Psalm 103 says, As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
米迦书也告诉我们，神将我们的罪孽踏在他的脚下。
Micah also tells us that he stepped our transgressions under his feet.
又将我们一切的罪投入深海。
He also put all our transgressions in the depth of the ocean.
弟兄姐妹，神再也不纪念。
God will not remember anymore.
我们知道到了新约，使徒约翰就做一个这样的见证，说看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人一切罪孽的。
So we know that in the New Testament, John the Baptist says, Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
弟兄姐妹，当我们的主被钉在十字架上的时候，
When our Lord was crucified,
神就将我们世人所有的罪孽都归在他身上。
God would have all the iniquities of the whole world, and He put it on the Lord Jesus.
叫我们凡相信他的人，我们的罪都被神完全的赦免。
So that through our belief in Christ, all of our sins have been fully forgiven.
神再也不纪念。
God will no longer remember.
弟兄姐妹，为着这宝贵的救恩，我们岂不应当天天赞美我们的神吗？
For this precious salvation, should we not offer praises to him every day?
因为他实在是为了我们的罪 付上了何等重的代价。
Because of our sins, he has offered up such a heavy price.
我们不仅借着爱子得着神完全的赦免。
Not only have we received the full forgiveness by God through the beloved Son,
我们还得以与神永远的旨意有份。
We also have this portion in his eternal purpose.
第九节告诉我们神那样一个永远的旨意。
Verse 9 tells us about this eternal purpose.
他不仅叫我们知道并且叫我们与这个旨意有份。
Not only did he make known to us, he also gave us this relationship with this eternal purpose.
就是要在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
Which is the summing up of all things in Christ, into the fullness of the times.
这同归于一的意义非常的丰富。
The meaning of summing up of all things is a very a great meaning.
但简单来说，就是基督要成为万有之主。
Simply speaking, Christ will become the King of all.
基督在万有之上为元首。
He will also be the Lord of all, above all.
同时，基督也要充满在万有之中。
Christ will also be filled in all things.
再换一个角度 来说这件事
from a different angle
就是跟我们有关的话我们可以这样子说就是基督成为我们的产业我们也成为他的产业
from our perspective Jesus has become our inheritance and then we also become his inheritance
弟兄姐妹这是神所定义的
this is what God has determined
是他所喜悦的
This is what he delight in.
也是他必定要成就的。
This is something that he will surely accomplish.
昨天我们在堂晨晨更的时候读到以赛亚书第十四章。
Yesterday during the morning watch in Sugarland, we read Isaiah chapter 14.
其中第二十四节就这么说。
In verse 24 it says,
他说万军之耶和华启示说我怎样思想必照样成就我怎样定义必照样成立。
The Lord of hosts says, Surely just as I have intended, so it had happened, and just as I have planned, so it will stand.
弟兄姐妹，我们的神乃是万军之耶和华。
Our God, brothers and sisters, is the Lord of hosts.
他有全能来成就他所定义的事情。
He has all power to accomplish what he has intended.
所以借着我们看见，借着过去的历史，我们看见神如何定义他就如何成就。
So from history past, we see that as he has intended, it had happened accordingly.
因此今天我们属神的人可以有安息。
Therefore today, we who belong to him can have rest.
神既然定义要叫天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
If God has determined that all things shall be summed up in Christ,
他也必在时候满足的时候来成就这个旨意
then surely in the fullness of the times he will accomplish his will
叫他的荣耀得着称赞
to the praise of his glory
弟兄姐妹今天我们能够因着神这一个永远的旨意而有所安息吗
Brothers and sisters do we rest in his eternal purpose
我们今天看见我们所在这样一个末后的世代是何等的动荡混乱
we see that we're in a very confusing and chaotic time
弟兄姐妹作为神的儿女我们应当有所安息。
However, as children of God, we ought to have rest.
我们的安息是在于神已经定了这样一个荣耀的旨意。
Our rest lies in the fact that he has already determined this glorious intention.
他也必亲自借着大能来成就他所喜悦的这个心意。
And he will personally accomplish this glorious will.
叫我们能够在基督里得着那丰盛的产业
so that in Christ Jesus we can receive this glorious inheritance
也叫我们这些蒙恩的人作为神的儿女能够成为神所喜悦所享受的那个产业
so that we the children of God we can also become his inheritance and his enjoyment
所以第三段这边就讲到关于灵神来因着灵神我们来赞美神
So in the third paragraph it talks about how we praise God because of God the Spirit
所以我们看见我们不仅蒙神的拣选
So we see that not have we been chosen by God
我们的罪得着赦免
And our sins have been forgiven
并且我们还要得产业
Furthermore, we will receive of our inheritance.
这边告诉我们说，我们是因着信基督，领受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Here in verse 13, it talks about we were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这边说到所应许的圣灵，就讲到当我们主耶稣他死了，他埋葬了，他复活，升天得荣耀。
So when we talk about the Holy Spirit of promise, we talks about the Lord Jesus. He was crucified, he was buried, and he was ascended, and he received glory.
他既被神的右手高举，他就从父领受了圣灵，并且浇灌下来。
So he has been exalted to the right hand of the Father, and he received of the Spirit that has been poured out on us.
赐给一切蒙恩得救的人。
And it has been granted to all the people who have been saved by grace.
所以圣灵在信主的人身上就成为那个印记。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit has become a seal on the people who believe in Him.
保罗在这里讲到这个印记，他用的那个字所要表达的呢，乃是讲到一个是一个法律上的概念。
So, Paul here used a legal concept in terms of the seal.
这个印记所表明的就是一个事实，一个证明，一个保证。
So the seal refers to a fact, a piece of evidence, and a piece of assurance.
就是神在我们身上的这个救恩啊，他已经做成了。
Which means the salvation has already been accomplished in us.
因此，圣灵在我们身上呢，就成为那个证明，成为那个保证。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit becomes in us this piece of evidence and this surety.
我们在美国可能对这个印记啊，这个概念比较不是那个能够体会。
Maybe we in America don't quite understand the concept of a seal.
我记得从前在台湾的时候哈，我们要去政府机关办事情，要领取一些证明或者证件的时候。
I remember when I was young in Taiwan, when we have to go to the governmental authority to receive some official papers.
我们看见那个正式的那个证明或者文件啊，它资料都弄好以后呢，那还不是正式的。
Even though the governmental authorities were prepared all the relevant papers, that is still not the official papers.
政府的办事人员啊，他最后还要做一件事，才能够叫这个文件啊成为正式。
The government official has to conduct one last act to make these papers official.
就是要盖一个什么？盖个钢印，我们台湾叫钢印。
So you have to put a seal or a chop.
这盖上去以后啊，这份文件啊就成为正式的了。
Once you have this chop on the papers, they become official.
它就有法律效力。
It has the enforcement power in the law.
它就能够成为一个证明。
And it becomes a piece of evidence.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们也是神借着重价所买赎归给他的产业。
Brothers and sisters, we are people who have been purchased by a heavy ransom to become His inheritance.
而神就借着圣灵在我们身上啊，盖上那个印记。
So through the Holy Spirit, God put the seal in us.
证明我们是他买赎的。
Evidencing that we have been redeemed by him.
这个是一个正式的一个事实。
This is an official fact.
就我们在德州哈，我们也知道那个在农场牧场里面哈，那个也有这个牛跟羊，也有这个盖这个印记。
We know that in the ranches in Texas, we also have this seal.
当有人买了牛或买了羊之后
，After you've bought some oxen or cows or sheep,
他们就用那个烧红的烙铁啊，当然上面就有自己的标记啊，就把它印在这个牛或羊的身上。
We use this branding iron after it has been heated up and put it on the body of the cows or sheep.
所以如果这个牛或羊跑丢了或者被人偷走以后呢，它还能够找回来。
So even though the cow or the sheep has gone astray or gone missing, you can still find it.
那找回来呢，它就凭着这个印记证明呢，哎，这个牛这个羊呢是属于我的。
And by the evidence of the seal, you know that this belongs to you.
弟兄姐妹，这个印记不过是烧在那个牛跟羊的身上。
Brothers and sisters, this seal is only branded on the bodies of the cows and the sheep.
今天神借着他的圣灵，把这个印记印在我们的身上。
However, God through His Spirit put His seal in us.
确实的告诉我们，我们是属于他的。
With all assurance, He tells us we belong to Him.
弟兄姐妹，每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女身上都有圣灵做印记。
Brothers and sisters, every single child who has been saved by grace has this seal.
因着这个圣灵的印记，叫我们知道我们是属于神的。
Because of the seal in the Holy Spirit, we know that we belong to God.
弟兄姐妹，你重生得救了没有？
Brothers and sisters, have you been saved by grace?
如果你重生得救了，你身上就有这圣灵做那个印记。
If you have been saved by grace, you will have the seal with the Holy Spirit.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
这是一个证明。
This is a piece of evidence.
这是不能改变的一件事。
This is an unchangeable thing.
我们重生得救，我们就得着了圣灵。
Once we have been saved by grace, we receive the Holy Spirit.
姐妹，这完全是神的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is all grace of God.
不是因为我们做了什么。
It's not because we've done anything.
也不是因为我们改变好了。
It's not that we have changed ourselves and become better.
是神借着他的爱子耶稣基督十字架的救恩，他将这圣灵作为印记赐给了我们。
Through the salvation of his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, he has given the Holy Spirit to us as a seal.
接着在第十四节讲到哈，还有这个得产业，就讲到说得产业的凭据。
Verse 14 also talks about this pledge of our inheritance.
这圣灵就成为我们得着那个神丰盛产业的一个凭据。
The Holy Spirit has become a pledge of our inheritance.
这凭据呢，有的英文翻译呢，它翻译成是 deposit， 就定金。
Sometimes this pledge is also translated as the deposit.
这定金啊，就好像我们去买东西。
When you go buy some things,
那我们先付一笔定金。
We first pay a deposit.
定金可能是10%、20%。
The deposit may be 10% or 20% of the total price.
所以我们看见啊，当我们付了这个定金之后
，After we've paid the deposit,
它正常情形，它就确保一件事情，就是将来这个东西可能是一个房子呢，是属于我的。
So this is an assurance that in the future this house belongs to me.
当然，这个定金呢，只是这个全部金额里面的一部分。
Of course, the deposit is only a portion of the total price.
那它要有一个完整的金额呢，才能够完成这个最终的一个交易。
You need the total purchase price to complete the total transaction.
弟兄姐妹，在这里我们看见圣灵是我们得基业的一个凭据。
So here we see that the Holy Spirit is a pledge of our inheritance.
就神告诉我们，我们得着了神所赐的圣灵。
So God tells us we have received this Holy Spirit from God.
让我们里面有一个确据，知道将来我们要得着一个完整的产业。
So this gives us an assurance that in the future we will receive the entire inheritance.
不仅是我们要得着完整的产业，
Not only will we gain the entire inheritance.
神那边他也要得着一个完整的产业。
From God's perspective, He also will receive His entire inheritance.
主要这里所说的，只等到神之名被赎。这边神之名的名呢，也可以说到是神的产业。原文讲到神的产业。
So here it also talks aboutWith the view to the redemption of this inheritance.
所以我们知道，今天主借着他爱子的救恩，还在拯救许多世上的人。
So we know that by the grace of his Son, he's still trying to save the people who are lost in this world.
只等到外邦人得救的人数满了以后
，until the number of the Gentiles have been fulfilled.
我们看见神得着了他全部的产业。
We see that God has received his entire inheritance.
我们看见使神的荣耀得着称赞。
To the praise of his glory.
弟兄姐妹，我们为着我们今天能够得着神这样一个宝贵的应许，我们要来赞美他。
For this precious promise that God has given us, we ought to praise him.
因为神不仅拣选了我们。
Because God not only chosen us.
他预定我们得儿子名分。
He predestined us to adoption as sons.
他要我们与他永远的旨意有份。
He wants us to have a portion in his eternal purpose.
他要我们得着他作为产业。
He also wants us to receive him as our inheritance.
他要得着我们做他的产业。
He also wants to receive us as his inheritance.
我们岂不应当在我们一生一世当中来赞美神所为我们成就的大事吗？
Should we not praise him for this great thing he has done all the days of our lives?
我最近读到一个故事。
Recently, I read about this story.
是发生在美国。
It happened in America.
就在一个地方，有一个母亲，她抚养着一个孩子，一个儿子。
There's a place where the mother is raising a child.
这个男孩呢，因着一种病的关系，他两条腿是瘸的。
This boy, because of some disease, his two legs are lame.
这个母亲她也没有丈夫，丈夫已经过世，她是个寡妇。
This mother is a widow.
她就非常辛苦的工作来抚养这个孩子。
Therefore, she works very, very hard to raise this child.
然而，她也没有钱来找人来帮忙照顾这个她的孩子。
And she also does not have the money to find someone to care for this child.
所以每天当她要出去工作之前
，So every day before she goes to work，
她就必须把这个孩子安顿好。
So she has to settle the child in.
她怎么安顿他呢
？So how does she settle her his son?
因为他们所住的地方非常的条件很不好，所以她必须用一些的报纸呢铺在地上。
Because their living conditions are poor, she used some newspapers and laid them on the floor.
所以这个瘸腿的孩子，他自己在家的时候，能够在家屋子里头爬来爬去。
Therefore, this lame child can crawl around in the house.
可这孩子呢，很有求知的欲望，就像我们很多的孩子一样。
However, this child is very inquisitive, just like all of our children.
当他在地上、在报纸上爬来爬去的时候呢，他就去读这个报纸上的一些新闻。
So as he is crawling on the floor among the newspaper, he is reading the newspaper. The news.
有一天，他就看到眼睛就亮了，一看到一个新闻。
One day he reads about this news and his eyes light up.
就是有一个非常有名的那骨科医生啊，外科医生呢，要来到他们所住的城市。
Which is a very famous orthopedic surgeon is coming to the city that they're living in.
因为在他们城市里面有一个非常有钱的富翁，他的女儿啊得了跟这个男孩子的一样的病。
Because in the same city lives a very wealthy person, and the daughter of this wealthy person has the same disease as this child.
所以这富翁就用重金呢，把这位非常有名的神医啊，邀请到他们这城市来医治他的女儿。
So this very wealthy man paid a very heavy sum of money to invite this orthopedic surgeon into their town.
所以当地呢就成为一个新闻啊，新闻都报道出了。
So therefore, this become great news.
这男孩看到以后呢，哇，他就一下子就。好高兴。
So when this boy reads this news, he is very, very delighted.
他的机会来了。
His chance has come.
你这个名医啊，已经医治了好多这样病的人。
Because this very famous doctor has healed a lot of similar people with similar diseases.
哎呀，所以他就欢喜，带着盼望的等他母亲下班回来。
So with all hope and delight, he is waiting for his mother to come back from work.
他就把这个消息告诉他母亲。
So he tells this news to his mother.
说机会来了。
He said that opportunity has come.
那个新闻还说，还告诉大家这个名医啊住在哪一个酒店里。
And the news also mentions where the surgeon, the hotel that the surgeon is living in.
这个男孩就跟他妈妈说。他相信这个医生能够治好他的瘸腿。
So this boy tells his mother, "I believe the surgeon can heal my lame legs."
这就叫他这个母亲非常的为难。
So the mother is in a very difficult position.
因为她知道自己没有钱。
She knows that she doesn't have the money.
然而，她仍然硬着头皮去酒店找这个名医。
However, she still utter up all her strength to go to the hotel to look up this famous surgeon.
问这位名医有没有可能能够来医好他的儿子。
She asked the surgeon whether he can have the opportunity to heal her son.
当他见到这个医生的时候
，When she sees this doctor,
医生就问他一句话。
The surgeon asked her one question.
你有钱吗
？Do you have money?
母亲就开始流泪。
So the mother starts to weep.
他说我很贫穷没有钱。
I'm very poor, I don't have the money.
然后医生看出来了就说我的意思是说你有没有钱付这个开刀你在医院里面所需要的那些开销。
So the surgeon starts to understand. So she said, I mean, do you have money to pay for the operating cost at the hospital?
Hospital. 就说他愿意免费的来帮他做手术但是呢问他有没有钱来付这个医院的这个
So the surgeon is willing to operate on the child for free, but he's asking the mother whether she has the money to pay for the cost operating cost of the hospital.
这母亲也非常绝望地说，她没有钱。
So in despair, the mother also says, "I don't have the money."
那医生告诉她说，让我帮你想办法。
So the doctor says, "I will come up with something for you."
后来医生呢，就用从他自己所设立的这个基金呢，就拿钱出来，来为这个孩子啊做。他所需要的手术。
So then the doctor takes some money from the foundation and operate on the child.
所以后来这个孩子果真经过手术以后，他好起来了。
So truly after the operation, the child is healed.
当他母亲辛苦工作之后， 他每天到医院里面去看他儿子的这个复健的过程。
So after a hard days of work, this mother would go to the hospital to visit the child in rehab.
有一天呢，母亲到他病房的时候。
One day, as the mother gets to the hospital room,
这个男孩就告诉他母亲把眼睛闭起来。
So the child tells the mother, close your eyes.
然后当他告诉他母亲打开眼睛的时候。
Then when the boy tells the mother, open your eyes.
他已经自己从床下来走到他母亲的旁边。
He can walk from the hospital bed to the side of his mother.
我们可以想象他们母子二人是何等的欢喜。
We can see how delighted the mother and son is.
然后这个男孩就对他母亲说。
And then the boy tells his mother.
只要我这一生还有气息。
As long as I have breath in my life.
只要我还有机会
，As long as I have opportunity，
我要向每一个人来述说这个医生在我身上所做的。
I will tell everyone of what this doctor has done for me。
弟兄姐妹，这位医生在这孩子身上所做的，不过医好他的腿。
Brothers and sisters, this doctor merely healed his legs.
而当我们思想今天神在我们身上所做的
，as we reflect upon what God has done in us，
我们岂不应该一生一世来赞美他吗？
Should we not offer up words of praises to him all the days of our lives? Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你向着我们的爱是那么的大。
We thank you for the vastness of your love toward us.
而我们向你的赞美是何等的羞愧。
However, our praises toward you fall so short.
主，愿你的大爱天天来激励我。
May your great love constrain us every day.
叫我们一生一世能够成为赞美你的人。
So that we can be someone who praise you all the days of our life.
我们要让全世界都知道。
We want to let the whole world know.
你在我们身上成就了大事。
That you've done great things in us.
愿颂赞荣耀都归给你。
May blessing and honor be to you.
奉主的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord we pray.
Amen.